Hello, it's the end of week 10 of The Artist's Way, and this is my check-in. Question 1A, how many days this week did you do your morning pages? 4. Question 1B, how was reading your morning pages? How has it changed your writing? I don't think it has changed my writing much. I am more aware of insights when I have them, and I'm kind of more prepared to ask the morning pages help. Question 1C, are you still allowing yourself to write the morning pages freely? Yes, I think so, because I know that they're only for me, and that even the trivial stuff, seemingly trivial stuff, can be important as well, even if it's only to fill the gap for the next insight. I didn't do the morning pages for a couple of days, and for the first time, I'd say I missed them. I was looking forward to getting back to writing them, which is interesting. Question 2A, did you do your artist date this week? What did you do, and how did it feel? Yes, I did, although it was unplanned again. I went for a walk through the nature reserve that I used to walk through on the way to my old studio. I just felt like going for a stroll. It was Bank Holiday Monday. I took my time. I noticed all the changes in the nature reserve. I recognised new growth that I saw this time last year, which made me feel like I'm noticing the change of the seasons at last. For years, I barely registered them, except for whether it was hot or cold or wet or dry. Now I'm really noticing the details. It's lovely. I walked through the high street of my hometown, which is virtually deserted, but there was one big shop open, and I went in and had a browse, properly browsed, and I ended up finding some ordnance survey maps, and there was an offer on them, so I picked up a couple. And the reason I did that was, one was from my local area, which I've always wanted to have a ordnance survey map in my local area, just for walking's sake. And also the area south of that area. So together they cover about half of the Weald Way, which is a walk from Eastbourne to Gravesend that I'm considering doing. So yeah, it's been interesting. It felt good to explore the shop and explore the maps and think about exploring that part of the countryside. Question 3, did you experience any synchronicity this week? What was it? This question is actually starting to annoy me a bit. Should I be experiencing synchronicity? And does it matter if I don't? I don't know. Anyway, synchronicity. On Monday, I wrote about big events in my life, weddings, etc., and how I want my girlfriend to kind of be with me at them. Then something happened on Tuesday, which means my girlfriend will be at a big event with me. So is that synchronicity? Perhaps. Question 4. Were there any other issues this week that you consider significant for your recovery? There was some sad news on Tuesday, and that made me feel a bit sad and low in energy in the middle of the week. It caused me to think a lot about life and about my life specifically and what I'm doing with it. My morning pages are very philosophical at the end of the week. I can't speak today, I can't get my words out. I spent a day doing Artist's Way tasks for week 10 and one for week 9. That felt good for my soul. A task called the bottom line helped me to set personal boundaries, which should help me to focus and also prevent me from overworking, especially in the evenings. That's it for week 10 of The Artist's Way. Thank you for listening. There are only 2 weeks left of the course. I can't believe it. To see what I've done so far and follow me to the end, please like my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/RichardPettitArt. Thank you.